Welcome to Mayor Ray Baker Reports, a weekly program that delivers informative community topics. Today's program is sponsored by MediSave Home Care Pharmacies in Fort Smith and Charleston.
I'm Joanne Larkin from MediSave. When I hear all the ads trying to get your diabetic business by mail order, I'm just amazed. Do they really think that's in your best interest? You have it all right here, a complete diabetic center. See Heather for meters and testing supplies. Sure, we'll mail it to you or you can pick up. If you need a free meter, it's right here. Diabetic shoes, Crocs, and all kinds of products for your foot care. That's what MediSave's all about. We're here when you need us.
Good morning, citizens. I appreciate and welcome your comments about activities in Fort Smith. Now, I hope you'll drive out Grand Avenue to see the construction in the fifth lane. The city is putting in planters in the fifth lane of Grand Avenue. The planters will be maintained by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. The planters, if successful, will eventually be placed down Grand Avenue. Now, you remember the citizens of Fort Smith voted several years ago to have five lanes on Grand Avenue. I think there should have been a public meeting to discuss what was planned instead of just starting the project without information being given to our citizens. But the planters will definitely change the look of Grand Avenue out by the university. Well, go by the project and see it for yourself, and then you make a decision. Over the past 4 weeks, we've had over 16,000 volunteers in our community. Parking was very hard to find in the downtown area. And again, I urge the moving forward on securing new parking facilities in the downtown area. We need more parking in the downtown area to provide the needed parking for visitors coming to conventions and for those who want to shop. U.S. News and World Report recently listed the 10 best places to live in the United States. Now, in selecting the best places to live for 2009, U.S. News took a very thought-conscious approach to selecting the cities. They looked for affordable communities that have strong economies and plenty of fun things to do. Some of the cities selected are very interesting: St. Augustine, Florida; Albuquerque, New Mexico; Auburn, Alabama; Austin, Texas; Boise, Idaho; La Crosse, Wisconsin; Loveland, Colorado; Durham, North Carolina. Well, the list goes on. But they're a very interesting community. Now, as these communities were selected, U.S. News wanted to find the best places to live for 2009, and they looked at over 2,000 local communities scattered throughout the United States. The communities had populations of at least 10,000 to over 100,000 people. The news magazine looked for areas with strong economies and low living costs, and as I said, plenty of fun things to do for the citizens in the way of activities. Quality of place was looked at very closely. Other criteria used was low crime rates, health care in a community, housing prices, and income of the citizens. They even looked at the climate and education offerings. Well, Fort Smith has so many of these quality of life offerings, and we need to work each day to make sure we have all the necessary things needed to make a great city in which to live. If we do not work on all these various qualities of community and quality of place, then our community will truly suffer. We want to have the very best community possible, but it will take all of us working together to achieve what needs to be achieved. That is why that we must keep our healthcare system the very best, that we must commit to strong education programs, we must find ways to provide more activities for our citizens and the recreational offerings. I think that's very interesting, and you stop and think for a moment that the recent presentation by a group from Fort Smith who went to Tampa, Florida to compete in the All-American Cities program was most appreciative. Whether we were selected or not, all of us know that we're an All-American City. Whatever the criteria used to select the winners, you can't beat Fort Smith as a good place to live and to work. It's a wonderful community. The important thing is that we need to be sure that we keep our city the very best. We have a number of groups in our city this summer who are working on various projects in our community. They've come here giving up part of their summer vacation. They've come to work on houses and other projects that will help those in need. And we appreciate very much their efforts. We appreciate all the individuals giving part of their summers to be a part of helping others in our community. Remember your good neighbor nominations. You can nominate an individual by calling or writing the mayor's office. And then I want to mention to you that Saturday is the 4th of July, the 233rd birthday of our country. And on this day, and as it approaches, we need to remember all that we have to be thankful for as a nation. The 4th of July program will again be held on the river at Harry E. Kelly Park. It is one of the biggest events our community has all year long as the community comes together to celebrate the 4th of July and our nation's birthday. The evening will consist of musical presentations, Mr. Cabbage Head and the Screaming Radishes, and the River Valley Community Band. The River Blenders will sing, and the skit that was presented by those who went to Tampa to compete in the All-American Cities program will be presented to the audience. The fireworks will begin around 9:30 p.m., and we're hoping for a very exciting set of fireworks this year. It should be a great evening of celebration and fun for the whole family. Well, have a great day. Have a wonderful week as we all continue to work together every day to help make life worth living in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Good morning.
Thanks for sharing time with Mayor Ray. Today's program sponsored by MediSave Home Care Pharmacies.